one thing about Christmas, it's all meant to be about giving and about being generous. And about just, it's the one time of year when you probably dig a little bit deeper into your pockets and spend a little bit more on other people than you would at any other occasion. Absolutely. So this is a great list of the 11 unbelievable acts of insane cheapness. Now, everyone's got a friend that's a little bit tight, and when you're just 5 years and it's sitting around and it comes around to him to have his turn for the drinks, suddenly he's gone to the toilet, or he doesn't feel well, or he's outside, or he's taking a call, or he's run off to his mother's. There was a guy I worked with years and years ago. He bought two sets of jeans for the kids, really good. So let's say they were Levi jeans. And that's all he ever bought after that. He kept the sign that said Levi's, that sticks to the back pocket. And what he did was then he just bought normal jeans and sewed the Levi's sign onto the back pockets so everyone thought they were Levi's. Yeah, that's the way he cut a few corners. Here's a list. I want to know any list that you have or anybody that you know. Give us your insane act of cheapness. Have a listen to some of these that came in. My friend keeps a cans of soda in his car, and during a meal at a restaurant, he won't order a drink, but he'll run out to his car two or three times during the meal to drink it. That's... Now, remember, the word insane cheapness. This isn't just normal cheapness. This is cheapness taken to an entire new, different level. And that's pretty insane. Here's another one that got him involved in this. I went to lunch with a guy who brought his own slice of cheese, rather than pay the 50 cent to upgrade his hamburger to a cheeseburger. Wow. That is insane cheapness. Okay, there was another one that got involved in this survey saying that to avoid tyre disposal fees, and apparently it's quite expensive when you want to get rid of tyres, especially if you're a farmer or whatever, I would paint no hunting on them and hang them on random country fences. Okay. A friend of my parents takes double sheet toilet paper rolls and unrolls and separates them so that they have two rolls of single sheet toilet paper instead of one. This is all done because it's 13 cents cheaper than buying two packs of single roll toilet paper. What? Also, they claim it helps the environment. Oh, yeah. That's it. Real cheapsters do that, don't they? Real cheapsters going, well, you know, we're using the towel for the seventh time because we're saving the water in the washing machine. And when if it rains, we leave it out in the rainwater. Yeah, the environment is a great one. Hotels do that as well. They'll kid you into thinking that they're cutting corners to save the world. I always think, come on, I know what you're doing. This is a good one. A couple came into a restaurant on their first date. The gentleman had two promotional gift cards. The rule was one promotional gift card per table. What did they do? They sat at separate tables and kept their orders down to €20 and didn't leave a tip. Now, that is brilliant. That is insane. Oh, there's one here. I love this one. My sister-in-law only bought a windshield wiper for the driver's side. Saves money. Do you know anyone? Have you witnessed in an act of insane cheapness? This is a good time for it around Christmas. An act of insane cheapness. What is it? If you've got one, give us a call, 1850-715-922, or text us at 51552. Yeah, we're here all the way till 1 o'clock today. Audria, how are you?
I'm good. I wasn't expecting to talk to you before Christmas. Well, I only spoke to you about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, well,
so
here
I got a shock when they phoned me back.
Here we are, chatting again. What is it? Is this something, is this an act of cheapness?
Yes, but my husband says so anyway.
Okay,
I sterilize down all my worktops every morning before I go to work.
Yeah.
And I use Bounty, which is a good strong kitchen roll. And then I stick it on the radiator to dry it out so I can pick up my dog's poo in the evening with it.
So you get two goes out of your kitchen towel.
Two goes. What's the point to throw it in the bin? I need it in the evening. So I stick it on the radiator.
I think the point is that if somebody comes in, you've got kitchen towel all over your radiator that has previously been used. But I suppose, is that economic or is that cheap? You're gone now. Well, that's very cheap. Just one quick call and that was it. Good luck to you. Jake, how are you?
How are you doing, Colin? Are you well?
Yes, I've heard of this. I've heard of this activity.
I have a good one for you. A very good one for you.
Go on.
With our work, we get split up different sites around Dublin. And we have a particular fella that works with us, and there'd be no one to touch him in the country now in terms of tightness and meanness.
Yeah.
We were looking out the window, and he got released some sites up in Swords, North County Dublin.
Yeah.
And we were in Greenogue and Ratcool, and he was out in the car park at his number plate, and we didn't know what he was at. He was taking off both number plates so he could go through the M50 toll without getting done for it. And then he came back later on that evening, he was putting them back on. But to take the biscuit, it was actually a Friday evening.
Yeah.
And he'd come back so late, and he actually emptied the fridge out with milk as well, just to top it off, put the icing on the cake, to bring it home for the weekend.
Okay, insane cheapness. I mean, how much really is he saving at the end of the day? It's the effort of taking your number plate off, but I have heard people doing that.
Yeah.
And I think if you can tell your mate, I think that they're trying to get ways now of identifying who it is now, because a few people are doing that. Is there another one is that people put out tin foil over the number plate?
Yeah, but he'd probably wear a balaclava now. He'd have that ready as well, you know.
He'd have to balaclava as well, would he?
I would have a mask. This man, you just couldn't catch him, you know?
Yeah. And the balaclava, he would knit it himself rather than buy one.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually owes him money.
Oh, yeah. All right, listen, Jake, good one. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Colin. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Elizabeth, how are you?
Not too bad, Colin, and you?
I'm not too bad at all.
Good.
No, insane cheapness.
Yes, I have one. I used to live in Canada.
Yeah.
And we used to meet this friend for a coffee, and we'd go into Tim Hortons, the famous Canadian coffee place. And she would order just boiling water. Yeah. And then out of her Louis Vuitton bag, she would take out her tea bag.
Oh, lovely.
And then she would also take out her biscuit.
Uh-huh.
While her BMW was sitting outside in the parking lot.
I know, that's what they always say, don't they? Count your pennies. Count your pennies and the pounds take care of themselves.
And not a bother on her, and we would be mortified. Mortified.
And would you ever say anything to her?
No.
That was it. That's just the way it's done.
That was just her. Her.
So by bringing her own, did they charge her for the boiling water?
No. And I used to think, you know, who's paying for this building? You know, like if we all did what she did, the place would, be Tim Hortons.
So how much is she saving? Maybe $2 then, was it?
Yeah. Okay. A coffee would be maybe $1.50. Yeah, $2-3 at the most.
Yeah, lovely. All right, Elizabeth.
Okay, good luck. And
bring
have
in
a
your
lovely
tea
Christmas,
bag.
Colin.
And you, Richard, how are you?
I'm well, Colin. How are you? Happy Christmas, by the way.
Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas. Tell me about your cheap boss.
I was back in New York 10, 15 years ago, I suppose. And I was working in a bank, which I guess the story won't surprise anybody in Ireland now, knowing how the banks operate.
But yeah.
Working in private banking for a significant bank, and my colleague was out on maternity leave, and I had volunteered to take on her workload rather than hire a temp, thinking that, you know, down the road the payback would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So it was Christmas Eve, and I was in the office. It was dark outside, so it had to be pushing 5 o'clock in the evening. And our boss was visiting from London, and he came over and told me how happy the clients were and uninterrupted service and so on and so forth, very happy with the performance. And then as he was leaving, he said, take a walk outside with me for a minute.
Yeah.
So I thought, here comes the envelope.
Here it is.
And we went down, standing outside this building on Park Avenue, Christmas Eve, in the dark. And he says again, great job, fantastic. Extends his hand, shakes my hand, says, can I bum a smoke?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he took a cigarette, got into his limo and off down Park Avenue.
No respect.
Not a bit.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, God. You're a worse fool to give him the cigarette as well.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Did he ever give you the cigarette back even?
Yeah, he didn't. No, he did buy me Chinese takeaway once, so that was probably worth about the same as a cigarette in New York.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, that's terrible. All right, I like that. All right, Richard, listen, have a good Christmas, yeah?
Thanks, Colin.
Take care of yourself. See you, bye.
Yeah,
Pamela, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Now, go on, tell me, what are insane cheapness, please.
My sister is so tight that she fell out with my ex and myself one day. We were sharing an Indian meal, and he happened to eat all the poppadoms that you get for free.
Yeah.
And she actually fell out with him over it that we had to leave after the meal. The air, it was so tense in the house after that. But during the meal, I used a tissue from, you know, tissue boxes just on her counter. And she asked me, could I, in future, could I use tissue toilet paper to blow my nose because tissues were so expensive. So she's so tight, like
what
she's unreal.
What were the tissues there for if she bought them?
Exactly, they were on show, obviously.
Oh my gosh! And are you still good together as sisters?
Well, you know, I kind of put up with her, but I don't really visit her that much at her house.
Oh gosh, I love that. You had all the pompadoms and you fell out over the pompadoms, okay.
Yeah, she was so rude about it. Like, we actually just left after the meal. We were so uncomfortable about the whole thing.
Right, okay. Well, I'll take that. That's insane cheapness. Thanks, Pamela.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, a friend who was sharing a house with two other girls, when one of them was moving out, she took the light bulb from her room and toilet roll from the loo because she was the last one to buy them. During that crazy period when we all went nuts, wasn't there times when people were leaving houses that they were taking all their light fittings as well and all the bulbs? They would take everything. Colin, a friend of mine went to a wedding and waited for everyone to leave so he could clear out the basket of wedding toiletries to bring home. Oh, right. Okay, I'll bring you one more. Insane cheapness. Colin, I had an uncle who would cut up cornflakes boxes into little rectangles, and when he went on holidays, he would send them as postcards. Oh, that's brilliant. I know, that's just clever and insane, isn't it? Oh, yeah. I also know someone who gave his wife the same birthday card for 50 years. Okay. I know someone who rehung wallpaper. I don't. No, you can't do that, can you? Anne-Marie, how are you?
Grand, thanks.
Anne-Marie, I saw this and I couldn't believe it. You know someone?
I know someone that rehung their wallpaper.
How do you... So they had to take it all down?
It was taken down and then it was rehung in a different house. Like, and it had been up for 15 to 18 years and it was rehung then in a different house.
Now, it wasn't one of these crazy expensive wallpapers that cost like thousands, was it?
No, normal wallpaper.
I can't believe that. The effort of taking it down.
And then rehanging it.
And were they proud of this?
Oh, I only found out a while ago. Yeah.
My God, that's the best so far today. That has to be the best, that you would actually take down all of the wallpaper.
They took down all the wallpaper and put it in a different house and it's still hanging as far as I know.
If these people are listening, please call us, 1850-715-922. I love it. Anne-Marie, listen, thanks for that.
Okay, thanks a million.
All right, see you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Colm, I know a woman who turns the gas off when she's turning her rashers. Colm, are you going to put these money-saving ideas? They're not money-saving ideas. It's insane cheapness. There's a difference. Anyway, Colm, please, they're brilliant. Put them up on your website. I'll save a fortune in 2014. My former boss got wine and tins of sweets from customers and gave them to us for our Christmas presents, says Pauline. Colin, my friend sends all her Christmas cards from work with the company logo on it. She thinks I probably don't notice, but this has been going on for years. Insane cheapness, Colin. My daughter's godmother sent her one vest for Christmas, and on the label it said, part of a two-part set.